This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Monday, the first day of the week. It's January 26th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. The numbers to call and to text today are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And of course, if you're calling from the Family Islands, that's 242-357-20. And of course, if you want to join me by texting me to join into the conversation, the number is 422-4796. Right, so that's all of the numbers there to call and join. Today's going to be an open line Monday. Yep, an open line Monday. That means you can call in and talk about what is trending, what's on in the news that is trending, and of course, what is on trending on social media. I have one or two things I, as usual, want to discuss to bring into the conversation and consideration. I just sent something to Kermit. I'm hoping that he's able to cue that up so we can play it. It's actually a voice note. And when you say the word voice note, automatically you think of the Minister of Foreign Affairs, the Chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party, the Member of Parliament for Fox Hill, Fred Mitchell. He said something interesting through the various WhatsApp messages. And I say, hey, that is worth playing. Mind you, it's a little bit political. But you expect that from being a chairman of a political party. You will throw jabs here and there. It's not a long voice note. Right, he did throw jabs at the leader of the opposition, but I beg everyone to ignore that because what he was saying is worth debating or is worth analyzing, right? So ignore the part about the leader of the opposition, and you can take it how you want to take it in terms of if you believe him regarding that or you accept his put position or if you're really willing to challenge it. But again, is what he said that is worth listening, because I listened to it, I tuned into it and say, yeah, that makes sense. And I wonder if the Bahamian public is paying attention to this. Mr. Mitchell is talking about the global issues we are facing as a Caribbean nation. So when he referenced the Bahamas as being a part of CARICOM, being a part of this region, and the angst, my word, that is happening between the relations between the United States, of course, and the Bahamas, or the United States and the wider Caribbean, and what we should be doing, right? So that got me, like I say, intrigued enough to say, hey, I'm going to bring it up, because there are times when we allow global conversations, we allow global situations to fly over our head because we're a small dot on this big globe. And there's a famous saying that when elephants are fighting, the mice need to go underground and wait till they finish. And there are times that the Bahamas tend to go underground and wait till it's finished. And that might be a good thing. Some people say, no, man, we need to squeak and make some noise, voice our opinions. And that's what the conversation, or at least one of the conversation I want to talk about. Kermit, are you able to cue it up? Oh, so it's going to be queued up. I remind you who it is again. It's the Minister of Foreign Affairs, of course, the Chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party. And of course, he'll be speaking political. So, like, say, if you are FNM, give him some room, right? If you're FNM or COI. But it's what he said that is important, that is worth listening to, worth analyzing, worth commentary. And I wanted to play that for those people who don't get the WhatsApp, right? To listen to that. But play that for me, and then I'll continue the conversation after that. Go ahead there, Kermit.
Morning. This is Fred Mitchell, Chair of the Progressive Liberal Party, Minister for the Foreign Service, MP for Fox Hill. Today is Monday. It's the 26th of January, 2026. Nations and leaders have choices to make in order to ensure the peace and good order of their societies and countries. As we look around, we see the disestablishment of many of the sacred cows in international relations, even amongst allies. The CARICOM region itself is in shock at what has transpired internationally, and there's no clear answer. Those who thought silence would be an answer are now questioning that strategy. Those who opted for complete capitulation are celebrating, but their internal publics are not with them, it seems. It is not an easy road, therefore. Foreign policy is not a matter that is of interest to the publics of the CARICOM region generally. Most people are only interested in whether they can go to the States, whether their passport is good. Apart from that, the whirlwind of strike and counterstrike in international relations does not concern most citizens in CARICOM. Prime ministers under our constitutions have to have the support of the members of parliament for the time being, and so does the leader of the opposition. The aphorism, "Weary is the head that wears the crown," this seems apt in this age, because those of us who have parliamentary systems, the way of life has morphed. It's not so much primus inter pares, but rather the doctrine of primacy. As in all things, leaders of every kind must be careful of ex-party pleading, of the whisper in the king's ear. There is a careful balancing act between the decisions of the present and one eye on the future. It is so very easy, after an event has passed and history shines a light on it, for those to second-guess why you did what you did and how the decision came about. This is particularly the case where you have a leader of the opposition who is ready to pounce, particularly in foreign policy, as is the want of the FNM to do, to say to the Americans, we are friendlier than they, even to border on disloyalty. Long gone are the days when we were united on foreign policy. Now it's who can get the best advantage. I want to quote the late Arthur Hanna, once our Governor General, who told the visiting South Korean ambassador that our countries have something in common, and that is we are both nestled next to giants and only as independent as the giants allow. Power, therefore, dictates choices. When a rules-based system is abandoned and the ethical principles of that system smashed, the law of the jungle prevails and leaders have to go into survival mode. Michael Manley of Jamaica paid a price for standing up. The mores of that generation of leaders, though, seem like a distant ghost, a galaxy far, far away. Today, we must go shopping in Miami, it seems. We are entirely dependent on our neighbor for food, sustenance, and even joy. That's the plain, honest truth, and it appears in this dispensation that no one will even stand up to fight to say otherwise. So governments have to fall in line. God bless you. God bless the Commonwealth of the Bahamas across the country today. It's PLP all the way.
I was tempted to cut it before he said PLP all the way, but that's part of who he is. It always ends that way, right? But I didn't want people to accuse the Guardian Radio of being biased when I played it for a particular reason, not to support any political party. But if I'm going to use the quote, right, I was going to say, let's play the whole thing. Let's play the whole thing. So don't bash me and say I'm PLP when I'm trying to host a conversation here, right? How important is our visa, having a clear visa to go to the United States? How important it is to have access to the United States to go shopping? How important it is, and I mentioned this conversation, to have the credit card function that we can purchase things abroad, conduct business, right? Mr. Mitchell mentioned Michael Manley. Say Michael Manley made some decisions and he suffered the consequences of making decisions. I think, trying to go on memory now, that was when there was a challenge about he using the word comrade of it being socialist government in Jamaica at the time. And I think there was some violence that followed that, right? And I wanted to have a conversation on what we should be doing in the Bahamas. the decision of our prime minister will impact us for years to come, whatever decision he has made. And I think the decision is to sit, watch, and wait. Right? We know that we openly support CARICOM. The Minister of Foreign Affairs already said that CARICOM has issued a statement, and we support CARICOM in that statement. Right? I know there are a number of CARICOM nations who are negotiating with the United States at this present time, and their citizens are finding it frustrating. And I want to know, is should our Prime Minister come to us? Or should Harry is the crown that the leader wears his head? I quote in that quote poorly. Harry's the crown, all the same. And I want to know, if it turns out illy, should we be judging our prime minister harshly in the future? Because the times is uncertain. We are facing some strange winds at this present time. I see it. The phone lines are lit up. I assume you want to join in this conversation. But like I said, it's an open line Monday. That means you can come in with your own conversation. I'll be happy to join in. I see Long Island have all kind of names of people who are interested in running. I see Adrian Gibson is still interested in running. That shocked me, right? But they have people in Abbott, didn't thought it was going to run either. But this is a different dispensation. I'm more, what do you call me? A conservative. I'm very conservative. I tend not to draw attention to whatever institution I am. I tend to resign. I'm very conservative. But these new politicians, differenter. Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM. This is C.A. Nuri. Join me on an open line Monday. I have one or two conversations I want to join in, particularly listening to the voice note from the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party regarding uncertainty and the way forward, especially dealing with the big superpower next door to us. And I say tread lightly. A number of behemoths say, oh, we're not independent. We got to do this and we got to do that. And I say, listen to the noise of mosquitoes. Listen to the noise of mosquitoes and watch they get back. Go ahead, caller. Guy and Radio AM.
Yes. Miss, greetings to you and all, you know?
Yeah, man.
You know, I like to say that there's no politician in the Bahamas or have a crown on the head. So they're light. They're not heavy. You know what I'm saying? And then I like to say that When you talk about Manly stood up as a man. You understand me? You if you don't stand for something, you fall for everything. You see what I'm saying? And the minister of foreign affairs is egregious, you know, because he goes on WhatsApp and makes statements. You know, I don't know. He's addressing the PLP at this moment. You know, and we should not give him the privilege of addressing us without questions being asked. You understand what I'm saying? So that he you know, and you know, they, you know, I saw a video with a school singing PLP coming, they scared, you know what I'm saying? Things like that. You know, we in problems in this country, man.
Yeah,
we have leaders.
That was a reenactment of majority rule, and what?
Yeah, I understand that, but that's still egregious. That shouldn't be done.
The reenactment?
The PLP coming? They scared.
That's what the teacher decided to have the kids them say for the reenactment.
Right, and they should be reprimanded for that, man.
Okay.
You understand me? But going back to Mr. Mitchell, you know what I'm saying? He should be speaking on foreign affairs matters. I mean, in the media. And a press conference with answers, with questions. You understand me? With questions, you see. And until he be brave and take questions from us, man. You know, he's in waste, bait. He's weightless stuff. You understand me? Us in the Bahamas and see what Manly did. Manly was standing up like Castro. Castro stood up. You know, and what we need to do in this Bahamas is get in the CSME thing. You know, we need to unite. You understand what I'm saying? Us alone, you see, because us, the Caribbean alone, Caribbean nations alone, they can't stand. You know what I'm saying? We got to unite. You're saying we must do the work around. You realize we're not afraid to go to Clarendon and do the Bahama thing and get money for Bahama and this hospital thing, but we're saying, you know, we afraid to speak the truth, I mean, to the United States.
Mm.
How do you explain that?
You want to be like Cuba, that's what you say.
Yeah, we must be one. I don't want to be not going to stand up for my rights.
I'm just making sure I understand what you're saying. You want us to be like Cuba. I appreciate it.
And I want our leaders to stand up. Mm-hmm. You know, Cuba, you know, joy coming in the morning, you know.
It's be decades. It's be decades.
Yeah, but our children and their children. We got to stand up for them now. Yeah. When are we going to stand up for them? We must sacrifice ourselves.
Okay.
You know what I mean? For the future.
I appreciate it. Malay.
Okay, just like, you know, notice how we are in the Caribbean, the beam, it's all.
Uh-huh.
You know, we're close to the United States, you know, so we have this, we feel like we better than everybody. We have this special privilege, you know what I'm saying, because we're so close. You understand what I'm saying? And to me, that's sad, man. You know, we call ourselves organic behemoths, and you know, huh? Well, how were we more behemoths than the Haitian that came in 73 before 73 was born in 73 or anybody? And how did the white behemoths? What makes him a behemoth? Mm. You know, let's say we became Bahamas in 73, right? The PLP did that in 73, right?
Mm-hmm.
So where do we go from there? What do we do? What we say? We want our cake and eat it too. We don't want to protect our citizenship, right? But all we have to do to protect our citizenship is do the CSN League. You understand me? Protect our citizenship and do right by our neighbors.
I hear you.
You understand me? Not castigate the Haitians because they black and sell citizenship to people who could afford it $100,000.
I appreciate you. We have a number of callers on who want to respond to you,
ma'am.
So let's let them respond. I have a text
Thank
here.
You. Thank you.
It says, I just changed the station. Shame on you for playing Fred Mitchell's voice note. You are a disgrace for doing that. I know there's going to be one or two people who's going to be vexed. Even though they do all that pre-text and saying I want to talk about a particular thing. It says, good morning, Mr. Nuri. Really? An excerpt for the job Fred took at the leader of the opposition. He actually said nothing. It seems, though, that he can see the handwriting on the wall, that maybe the people to the north are displeased with his government. Can he speak to the sudden resignation of his ambassador to Bahrain, though? Okay, we all know why the ambassador Bahrain resigned, eh? Well, let's go to the callers. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. You live. Let's go to the next caller there, Kermit. Guardian Radio AM, you live.
Brother Nuri.
How you doing?
I hope you're doing well.
I appreciate you calling, Professor. People vexed that I played the voice note.
What that particular personality said.
Mm-hmm.
Two questions I have to ask.
Go ahead.
Was the particular personality speaking as a representative in the House of Assembly? That's one.
Mm-hmm.
Was he speaking as chairman of that particular political party? That's two.
Mm-hmm.
Was the particular personality speaking on behalf of the government of Bahamas as the Minister for Foreign Affairs?
And I can answer that. When he does speak, he's listed on three.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, that's the confusing part.
Yes.
I categorize it, listen to what he said,
mm-hmm.
as a party statement.
You think so?
I don't see it as a statement from the government. See, this is the problem and the confusion that political personalities throw at us every friggin' day.
Mm.
We do not know. They need to make it specifically clear. Now, based on what he said, the kind of foolishness that he said about giants fighting, we ain't nothing to do with those giants when they fight. That's nothing to do with us.
Mm.
We are a sovereign, independent state.
Mm-hmm.
That's in our Constitution. And a remark that A.D. Hanna made some time ago, as he claimed, I don't know nothing about that,
mm.
but that's a personal remark. That's not in the Constitution. And you're going to find that political personalities will make remarks, which they have a right to do now. Now, what they do in the office that they hold is a different kettle of fish altogether.
But, Professor, surely when making, especially foreign affairs type decision, right, and making political stands, one must appreciate the impact, the ramifications when you make declarations and how it will impact the country, the economy, your citizens, and saying sometimes just speak softly.
What do you mean speak softly? How?
Pick and choose things you need to comment on. Or you comment on everything. See, I have not
Professor, to comment.
You ever gone to Cuba, Professor?
No, I never been.
It's rough. It's rough, bad man, Professor. Sometimes you can't get nothing. I am not used to roughness. I like bathing.
Neither am I.
I like soap. I like soap, Professor.
And no, I like soap too.
And if people's gonna take away my soap, I want to say pause entirely. Let's talk about this first. About this first before I make any rash decisions and you take my soap from me.
I have no problem with that, Muri. You are quite on target. What I'm saying today is when I listen to the government of the Bahamas, I do not see anything that they're doing, now someone could correct me if I'm in error, to protect the interests of the Bahamian people. Don't tell me six small wild giants are fighting out there. That has nothing to do with me. Mm. Is my interest as a country being protected? Yes or no? Mm. You're depending on those who are running the place to do just that. Mm. What happens when they don't do it?
We go to Kara, come and say, you make a statement.
Okay. I don't know how strong CARICOM is, but...
Be stronger than Holy CARICOM by yourself. But okay, that's just me.
But as a sovereign, independent state, I'm not saying you shouldn't work with CARICOM now. CARICOM could help us.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, when you have leaders making statements, like how he did just now, we're talking about, you know, you got to take it and that kind of thing. You don't have to take nothing, Mr. Newey. Now, if they are tired of running the place, that's a different kettle of fish altogether. Obviously, some people are worn out, they're tired, they want to hold on to power, but do not know how to take the country forward.
Mm.
That's our problem. So when you hear remarks like that being made, I always have those three questions in my head, but like you say, he always signs off the way he signs off.
Mm-hmm.
That's understandable. But if you find in the course of time that a government is not, for whatever reason, checking for the interests of the Bahamian people and standing up for those interests, you don't have to get in other people's business. Two giants won't fight over there. Let them go fight in their own territory, but not in the Bahamas.
Before you go, you remember when Jamaica dollar was higher than the United States dollar?
Yes, it was.
And then they start talking about the socialists and boom, something happened and the whole system collapsed?
Yes, you're correct on that.
I don't want us to suffer the same consequences.
No.
I don't like roughness, Professor.
I don't blame you, Kieran.
I don't like discomfort, Professor.
I don't want to get it worse than what it is now.
There you go.
So I'm not saying some things you should open your mouth on. There are some things that you have to work on, and when you speak with authority on behalf of your country. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you have to get into a fight with the United States, but you should be honest with them.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be double-dipping on them, because they're going to find you out.
They can find you out.
They will find you out, yeah. But I listened to the entire statement. I can deal with that on my show later today. But the thing is that I just thought I'd call you, and I ask those questions all the time.
Mm-hmm.
MP, chairman of that particular party, or a minister of the government, or representing the government?
Who's speaking? Yes.
Thank you, Brother Newey.
I appreciate you calling in, Professor. We have another caller there. I want to engage now. We'll read this text and then engage the caller. So, Brother Newey, it's very important to the Bahamas to have excellent relationship with the U.S. We cannot develop without U.S. investment for economic development and growth. The Bahamas is seeking first world status. Really? An unstoppable change will build a better future. Selah, 2026 from the Grand Bahama. We are listening today. Let's go to the next caller there, Kermit. Garden Radio AM. Go ahead. Call you there. Let me move on.
Good morning, CA.
Go, you live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. I listened to some of the callers right now. I'm trying to understand exactly what they want us to do.
They want us to tell the United States, stop.
Yeah, but obviously they're not focused and saying what's going on. You see how the U.S. has handled big countries, like Venezuela.
They go in their country and take the lead out.
I don't understand these people, man. I mean, what we don't even have, we don't even have a military.
We have a defense force.
And if the outside forces attack us, who will be the first person to die?
The U.S.
I don't understand how these people think it. I don't know why they want us to have an acrimonious type situation with the United States under Donald Trump at this time.
The people won't be independent. They say we're not independent enough.
Yeah, but they're not thinking properly, you know, because yes, we are a sovereign nation, but we are still a dot on the map, aren't we? Mm. And we have to tread very, very, very carefully on how we conduct foreign policy. Not everything you're going to be confrontational with, because like you say, I like soap also.
I like soap.
You know, I want to travel. I mean, right now, who is our biggest supporters when it comes to tourism?
You know who that is. Well, at least 70%.
From America.
Yeah.
All it takes is one travel ban, and we'll be scrambling. And people still don't understand the actual magnitude of that monstrous type U.S. embassy out there, you know.
That's a big embassy.
They have a bigger and a larger presence than our own government. That's how powerful they are, and it's going to be here until Judgment Day. That's just the reality of what is happening. I'm not sucking up to the U.S., but you have to tread and tread lightly. Right now, the hospital is in a crisis. Doctors are leaving in droves, according to the article in the Tribune.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Darvall is still sitting on his hand, waiting on the U.S. to do what?
Give permission to get the Cubans to come.
I don't understand what. Now, some of this, what is going on here, was self-inflicted by us. And persons holding office, when you look at how we conduct our affairs in respect to immigration, most countries are tightening their borders and tightening their requirements. We relax ours. And we have foreigners right here in the Bahamas today who are doing jobs that Bahamians can do. Barbers cutting here, cashing, foreigners checking invoices. All of these menial jobs and stuff like that, which could easily be occupied by Bahamians, they are now occupied by foreigners, because we have a foreign affairs minister who is saying that we need the labor listen to this now, Bahamian women are not having children.
Mm.
Imagine that. He is saying Bahamian women are not having children, but he isn't contributing to the popular growth of the population either. I don't know, that's for another day. But
you're throwing shade. There's no need to show shade, man. But I appreciate you. Clever, I got to hang you up. I'm not chuckling. I'm not saying that was funny. I chuckled. I just said I got to hang you up on that. Clever. Let me read this text. I see the caller calling now. Say, CA, the professor is out to lunch. Sovereignty is as powerful as the ability to defend and feed yourself. We are watching the largest countries on earth bend and twist in the face of tariffs imposed by the USA. These callers with overactive imaginations about our strengths must be checked. Let's see in this next set. So, good morning, CA. People just like to talk and row, and they are uneducated. Tell them to go read a book. Half of these people can't take care of themselves and their own household. You think the Bahamas can take care of ourselves? Suck my teeth. That's the text there. Let's see anything. I see another one there. Say, please stop letting that man come on the radio show. Please. This one says, coming to you, Texas. Callers. Good morning, CA. This guy is too conflicted. He cannot seem to differentiate the difference between his ministerial duties from his position as chairman of a political party. When he speaks as Minister of Foreign Affairs, he should realize that he is speaking on behalf of the country and not... Where is it? Speaking on behalf of the country and not his party, but you cannot expect anything different from Mr. Fred Mitchell. As Perry Christie used to say, it is what it is. Let's go back to the callers. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning, man.
you know, but I mean, what Cleo said was true. You have the solution, but you're the part of the problem in that you're fruitless.
Mm.
But let me get on with some sense, please, because the last texter, I love that texter, who commented about sovereignty as when you're able to feed yourself and defend yourself. And so I beg everybody who heard my little voice to go and read the Iron Mountain Report. It speaks of just that. It's like the Constitution. The Constitution don't exist if you don't have the ability to uphold it. But as relates to the minister, sinister, right? He's always talking about the war room, you know, like, the, you know, the PLD war room.
Mm.
That's the only war they're good at, because physically they're not capable of going on the battlefield. You know, you look at, and he might not be a beast, but you look at, let's say, an obese politician. They, you know, most of the politicians in America, they have went to World War II, they went to war for their country. And so that's the difference with them. They're not pathetic like third world leaders who, if war breaker, they would run, leave their country and go for the comforts of life. Unlike the Queen of England, this is one of the reasons why I never hated the Queen. Because when you look at it, the Queen, when they bombed Buckingham Palace, the Queen stayed in England. The same Queen, now I can say, you know, I'm wholeheartedly freaked out on the Queen, but that showed me something about her character. She inherited it. So now, for me, I always call, I don't know, I always use the term geopolitical subservience. It exists. And so, in unification, we are strong, but we can never be as strong as America. So what I'm saying, in other words, is they can comment, but there's nothing they can do militarily-wise. I mean, so, I mean, that's exactly what it is. As it relates to sovereignty and what the third world region can do, geopolitically, maybe so, but as far as military, no. But everybody just sit back and observe. But, you know, America, and Venezuela is not such a country like China or Russia where they could just go and trample. So, but, you know, we see the hegemonic type behavior by Mr. Trump. I don't agree with everything he's doing, but, you know, obviously he's absorbed and somewhat narcissistic. But some things he's doing I like. He don't allow gays in the military. Certain things he's doing. But what I'm saying is he's starting to certain things. But he's invoking old laws and doing things that are unethical. But that's for the world to come together and deal with that. Not us as a small nation, because we only good at warring at one another. That's why they sit in the war room and they call it a war room. But really and truly, they're not willing to go to war. Now, I don't know, what's the biggest book you have ever read, C.A.? It doesn't make you smarter or dumber than anybody. But the most, I've read a book called An American Dilemma, The Negro Problem, that I've been talking about on Guardian for 12 years. You won't believe it, nobody read that?
Mm.
Go to chapter 7, page 176, and see exactly what I was talking about. You guys are lost, man. See, when you go to college and you read books that they only want you to read, you will never have a panoramic view of geopolitics, you know. Give thanks.
Thanks very much. I like to go on record. I have no problem with gay people being in the military. Once they fight and I don't have to fight, I say anybody go fight. Let me read this text and go to the callers, because all the lines are filled. It says, let Clever know that people have opinions, and rightly so. He's looking for brownie points. Tell Duncan to take a break. Let's go to the next caller. Guiding Radio AM. Let's move on to the next caller. Guiding Radio AM, you're live.
Yes, how you doing, Nuri?
Doing well.
Nuri, one of your callers calling, you always call in concerning the poor and individuals for taxes and looking out for them, right? And I believe that I'm one of his most misunderstood people, because he think I am a technocrat and these different things. But that's because we never get to talk, so if you don't mind, I'd like for him to try to call me at 825-9700. And because many of the things I speak out solves the problems that he is trying to, but, you know, we only have a few minutes each time to fully speak on them. Like today where he spoke about social housing. But, you know, when I respond to him on the fact that we need supportive housing, we need social housing, we need low-cost housing, we need affordable housing, and we need attainable housing. Those are the primary basis of what economies are based on. Then, you know, you have the luxury, ultra extra luxury, such a low luxury, whatever. For those people, money is not an object in their respect. And it's the same thing with taxation, everything. But Nuri, when we talk about the things in the country, right, we always look at them as a singular issue, just like housing. Housing is not, it's a multifaceted thing that needs to address. A number of things that have to be addressed at the same time. And some things actually solving one problem also solves another. But what I want to talk about is the fact is that the biggest problem that we face in the country is an issue that we don't want to face. And it's a multiplicity of tissues that none could be separated from the other. For instance, you have education, you have health, you have jobs, you have immigration, you have housing, and the national debt. And oftentimes you hear Cleaver, myself, and others speak on these issues, and we every day we peck at them one by one. And for instance, let's take immigration as an issue. We have an immigration crisis in our country. It affects housing. It affects the jobs. It affects our healthcare system. It affects our education system, which in turn affects our national debt. And you could take any of these things in different order and begin to look at them and how they apply. And the fact is that we're not solving any one of them, because to solve one means that you have to have a solution for the many. And so we have been letting leadership simply come with poking at this and poking at that, rather than having a larger issue. I hear us talking about a national development plan on the same radio station when they came with the last national development plan. I challenged it, and they did go back the next day because they addressed the national development plan but all considered the Millennium Development Goals, among other things. Then they brought it back with no major changes. But the biggest concern, again, is that we're talking about a national development plan about outsourcing it to another group of people, some committee, some institution, and actually putting it in law. And that's not how national development plans or national development vision works. Because it isn't a legal issue. It's been able to address multifaceted of things within the country and change them in real time. Let's use technology as an example. It used to double in 18 months. Now AI doubles every 7 months. And it's going to be exponentially changes as things, as we become more data, even though 95% of the people in the world don't know what AI is or how to use it. But I'm simply saying this, we have to, as we move into this election period, we have to begin to have full conversations and context, because we must look for leadership that has the ability to be forward-looking in totality of addressing this issue rather than hodgepodge solutions.
Okay.
And for me, I simply have a thing. If you've been there now or been there before, right, what is your solution for tomorrow? But you can't tell me that what you didn't do, you want to do again. And so because what you didn't do no longer exists.
Okay.
We're in a new distance.
Thank you very much.
We're going to elevate the conversation. We could change.
I appreciate you, Sienna. We're going to take this quick commercial break. We continue our conversation. It's open line. It's open line Monday. So you can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We have about 15, 20 more minutes. I have one or two more things I want to have a conversation about. But I want to talk about this global situation we're having, this regional situation we're having, and what should be the Bahamas' stance. A lot of people say, oh, we need to be independent, and we shall say, and we should do. And I'm saying, hey, mine, you know, leave with this text to say, we must tread lightly, but the reality is that the U.S. empire is falling. We must find our strength with those in the region who are also facing similar peril. We all talking. We'll see soon. Garden Radio AM, we'll be right back.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone. What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
The City of Miami Gardens presents JITG Music Fest. Janae Aiko, Ludacris, Ashanti, Nelly, Glorilla, LMA, Maya, Joe, D-Nice and Friends, featuring Mel Jones, Case, Sunshine Anderson, and Kenny Burns, the Isley Brothers, El DeBarge, Stephanie Mills, and so many more. March 7th and 8th, Hard Rock Stadium. Tickets and info at jazzinthegardens.com. Jazzinthegardens.com.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Kermit, when is Junior jumping? Is it still Thursday? Thursday coming? No? Next week? When is Junior Junkin coming? I need to see exactly when Junior Junkin is, and hopefully we get some people to come in and talk about it before the end of the week. What'd you say, Kermit? Okay. I have a number of texts, but I see the PLP is looking to hold a pre-election convention as early as February. That's interesting. I didn't expect any of the political parties to have a convention. And of course, if the PLP has a convention, the FNM must have a convention. I wonder what that means. I wonder if a person's like Hubert Miniz, Renwood Wells, will show up at an FNM convention. Is it too late to challenge the FNM leader if they do have an FNM convention between now and the general election? And if the PLP is having a convention in February, does that mean that the election won't be until after March? Well, March will come, right? And of course, you know, we got, Easter falls like late March, so you don't have any campaigning during Lent. So does that mean election would be like June? Or election will be right after the PLP's convention in February, and it'll be like an early March type general election. I don't know. I have one or two texts I need to read. It says, "Morning CA, if the U.S. former U.S. President former U.S. Vice President Miss Kamala was in office now, and she was doing the same foolishness in quotes." What Mr. Trump is doing now, Clever would have been criticizing her. Yeah, Clever tend to criticize everybody. And I didn't even support her in 2024 elections. I supported Mr. Trump. And I don't agree what some of the things he's doing, especially the warmongering. And it's supposed to say, suck my tea. I always find it entertaining when Bohemians say they support U.S. candidates as president and vice president, stuff like that. No, I try, me personally, I care not who become president or vice president of the United States. That's their country. I don't cheer them on. I don't say I support one or the other. I said whoever become it, I will react to them. I don't say I like this one better than the other. Well, I did say I like Obama, and that was because of the speech he made at that Democrat meeting. I said, who is this boy? This boy talented. And then all of a sudden he became president. I say, yeah, he's talented. But usually, I don't really care who becomes the United States president. I react to whatever they do. I allow them to choose who they want to be president. That's their country. Just saying, I support this one over the next one, and I don't live there. I find it odd. Let's go to the callers there. Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, caller. You're live.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good, man. Don't hang up on me. That's Mr. Hans here. I know you used to be peeping at some of my posts on Facebook sometimes.
At times.
Okay. But what I like about America is they is take advantage of their vote, their electoral process. They gain the vote. Okay?
Our percentage of voting and participating is higher than theirs. Theirs about 30%. Ours average 90%. We're the highest in the region. This whole North America thing, we's the only one who's going to vote. We dropped down to 70%. Yeah, man. We dropped down to
70%. So what happened now then? So why is there so much discouragement on the poll?
Well, we dropped down to 70% because of COVID, and we were still ranked as the highest in the whole northern, what do you call this area? This is the Americas? We're still highest. We vote more than anybody.
Thank you for educating me.
Yeah, man. There's something to celebrate.
I want to change the conversation I had with, I'm just going to make this quick, what I had with a few constituents when I was campaigning, because I try to do whatever I can. Why they don't vote is a lot of them say, especially those who are Bahamian, both parents Bahamian, they would say, you know, Angela, I vote. I think you ain't voting, but you should practice your electoral voice. And it's simply because they said to me, I said, okay, what is the reason? And it all boils down to the fact that over the years, persons have been promised better and have never gotten it. And so every year, every voting term, persons get more and more discouraged. And now we find what happened in Golden Isles, where you have more persons not vote than who voted. And that right there is a alarm, not for me, but for party in terms of what do we do better? Because why would we vote for a party, Mr. Nuri, candidate, if then when they're in government, they still can't perform even the government in power? And so I say to myself, then what's the difference if you vote for independent who already come there to just work for the people and to produce change or empowerment from the constituency level? You know? And so, you know, it hurting us because now you talk about what's happening with our immigration. That has played a big role in our visa concerns that we have now facing with the nation.
I don't think it has nothing to do with our immigration problem.
Yeah, because what we find happening is you talk about a lot of persons have taken advantage of immigration in America, gone over there, stayed 6 months, never returned.
Yeah, that's behemoth.
Okay. And then we talk about what's the concern on our end, me as even a politician. You find stories and rumors and allegations of our visa being given out to persons who would leave and never come back and who may be of a different nationality. So all these things may be creating a gray area for us in our relationship with America that we have thought so correct.
I try not to speculate. So when you get the facts and confirm it, we can talk about it, but I don't speculate.
I know the newspaper reported it.
No newspaper reported that.
But like I say, at the end of the day, we have to determine how we can fix our relationship with America.
Yes. I appreciate that. And I agree with you. I say America's our big brother. We need to maintain our relationship. I believe that we have a cordial and good relationship with the United States. They appreciate us. We are their third border. They understand us as a people. And I believe we need to acknowledge that and know where we stand. We have a next caller there. Prep that caller for me and let her read this text. They're glad it's open line. So Keith Thompson have a video on Facebook stating that Mrs. Knowles, administrator in Eleuthera, and Magistrate Darren... A bunch of folly. You could almost cost me read that and cost Irk a call here again. What a audacity. So Obama was called the worst president by Americans, even worse than Jimmy Carter or Nixon. He was voted in twice, so he can't be the worst president. But there's, like in the Bahamas, there are people who are for and people against. Some people say the worst and some people say the best. Some people in the Democrats say he's the best since sliced bread, right? It all depends. Let's go to the call again. Guiding Radio AM. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, yeah, I hate to call back, but you had your Texas attacking the messenger once again. I don't support Trump. I support Trump's policies. A lot of his policies I support. That's the principal difference between me and those who supported Barack Obama. Remember now, these dads, then Barack Obama served as president. We had Bahamians who flew over in droves to attend his inauguration, didn't they?
Oh, that was peculiar.
Huh? Didn't you see a lot of Bahamians wearing Obama shirts?
Yes.
And now, because I take my stance to support Donald Trump, I'm being ostracized and maligned and all sorts of nonsense. I mean, these people got to wake up and get over it. I support policy. I don't support the man, but many vehement, they support Obama because he is black. Imagine that.
Imagine that. Let me get this. Let me get this next caller in, Clever. I appreciate you calling back. It says, prep the next caller. Morning, CA. The U.S. economy will never fall as long as the Bahamas government sucking up to them. How could they tell us to hire COI? We'll never allow that crap to happen because they will never be the government. Of course. Say there is no funds for Junior John Canoe election in May. Okay. Hey, Mr. Neary, are you waiting on the news mafia to confirm that our immigration woes with the U.S. is not about Haitian migrants increase? No, the president of the United States would have mentioned that. He speaks clearly. Let's go to this caller. Go ahead, caller. Making sure you get participate in the caller, the conversation.
I feel like the illegal immigrant problem that we have here, mm-hmm. we can't control it. It's already out of hand. It's completely out of hand with the illegal immigrants. Mm-hmm. If you go on the Family Islands, they are more numbered than you ever imagine. If you go on them, like in the bushes. I've been to two islands the other day. One is Abaco and one is Andres. And look here, man, we are way behind. The government needs to crack down on this immigrant problem. These people coming on plane, they may not be coming on boat no more, but they're coming on plane and they're not going back to where they come from. The government needs to stop letting these people come in and give them a date, a time period to come in and get back home.
Okay.
They are staying and they are not going back. But I also want to say, why should I vote for Mr. Michael Pintat? Why should I vote for Mr. Brave Davis? They don't want to have no debate on nothing. They just want me to vote for them, and they ain't doing nothing for my country, for my behemoth country. I feel like we need to just stop voting FNM and PLP and try somebody new, sir.
Okay.
That's my opinion. I'm not telling everybody that, but it's just like a blind mind could see it.
Mm-hmm.
They are not interested in behaving people. And it's quite simple. They are just abusing the country with these foreigners. What? There's no value. Nobody taking them on. Only behemoth.
Okay,
like, we ain't got no sense.
I appreciate you calling us toward the end of the show. Let me see if I can speed read these texts. Okay, Brother Neary, the Bahamas needs voices speaking out on national issues, so it will be difficult to ban these persons from listening or from the listening audience. We have to save the Bahamas today and vote for a new government for sure. Selah 2026. Anyone? Why don't we give visas to certain countries like Haiti? Or why do we give visas? Say, Mr. Duncombe is addictive to hearing himself speak with no policies. That's it right there. This is being Guardian Radio. AM is now 12:01 as we prepare for the next show. I enjoyed this conversation. I'll extend it for the next week. Continuing. I like having a visa to go places. I just like traveling. I don't like getting no visa ban and ban for traveling. I don't want no travel ban. Let's speak wisely. Anyway. This has been Guardian Radio AM with CA Neary. Have a beautiful day, eh? Bye-bye.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.